You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis and the Russian Orthodox leader Patriarch Kirill yesterday concluded a historic encounter in the Cuban capital with an urgent appeal for an end to conflict and the persecution of Christians across the Middle East. The appeal came in a joint declaration which the two leaders signed at the end of a two-hour private conversation at Havana Airport, signaling the start of a new era of relations between Catholics and the Russian Orthodox Church. On board the papal plane following the meeting with Patriarch Kirill, Pope Francis told journalists that, quote, it was a conversation between brothers. Speaking en route to Mexico, the Pope said that he and the Patriarch spoke about their respective churches, the situation in the world, wars, and also the next Pan-Orthodox Synod. Commenting on the joint declaration signed after the encounter, the Holy Father stressed it was a pastoral and not a sociological declaration. The director of the Holy See Press Office, Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi, spoke to Veronica Scaresbrick about Pope Francis's historic meeting with Patriarch Kirill.
The discussion was private. It was not pleasant. I cannot say very much. But the Pope has described the climate of this conversation as very friendly, but not friendly is too little expression, I think. He says, has encountered the patriarch saying, my brother, and finally we meet, you are my brother, and means that really he was so happy, and the patriarch was also so happy to be together and to talk together, that we can be sure that there will be also a continuation of this way. This is not an episode that is closed, and there will be surely many consequences of this meeting. The Pope has said that they have spoken also about some concrete initiative. He has not explained what. But the talk was not totally theoretic, was also something concrete, and the Pope is someone that speaks always to be on the way, and I think that with this encounter we have the ecumenism on the way also with the Russian Orthodox Church. The common base of this dialogue, of this vision, is well expressed in the common declaration, I think. But the dynamic element is the encounter and the personal knowledge of the Pope and the Patriarch. And if we can wait for new events, surely there will be new events, and it is not because of the common declaration, but because of the personal encounter.
Can you tell me a little bit about the arrival in Mexico? It was quite unusual, wasn't it?
Yes. No, I think that this time the Pope has arrived in Mexico City. Last time Benedict could not come in Mexico City, was in León. Obviously the reception was wonderful also for Pope Benedict, but here in Mexico City we have this incredible crowd, this million of persons, and there was a very good preparation also of the little arrival ceremony, with many people, with the songs, with the dance, and so on. And the Pope has immediately broken the protocol, going directly to meet the people. In this sense, I think we have experienced already this evening how the great Mexican people is happy to have the Pope with him, and how the Pope desires to meet personally and directly many, many persons every day. Obviously, here is a place in which the Pope speaks his language. This is an advantage. He can speak very spontaneously. And then I think it will be a marvelous encounter with this land where the people has always demonstrated an enormous love for the popes, John Paul II in particular, but also Benedict. And in this sense, I think the Pope will be will have some days of joy, even if the problem of this land are very, very hard. But I think that the vitality of the youth of these people will give a sense of hope, of dynamic, of future, and also the encounter with the Virgin of Guadalupe will give a sense of tenderness and of spirituality to these days.
Thank you very much.